And all created
things. Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Now, my wife was talking a lot about the subconscious and how we think, etc., etc. And we've been on that subject now for a couple of weeks, and God's been showing us stuff. What she's talking about, she goes to the end and then she works backwards. As knowing another name is reverse engineering. You reverse engineer the end and you come back to the beginning. That's why they make a blueprint first. The man's got the imagination, gets a vision. He sees the building, this place. He saw this building. He put it down on paper. He got the blueprint. And then reverse engineering, he went back to the beginning, started and built it. And that's how our life works. It's like a reverse engineering situation. And here's the thing we're going to talk about. And this is very, very, very important. That if we continually living in our past hurts, our past life, our past letdowns, and all the stuff in the past, what that does, it prepares us for fight or flight. In other words, if you come in, touch one of those areas, you push the button, I'm ready either for a fight or a flight. And we don't want to be that, because what that proves and what we're doing is we're living in our past. We're not living in our now. And if I'm not living in our now, I cannot prepare for my future. You need to get this. So if I'm living in my past according to all those things, I cannot move towards what God wants for me. So we're going to talk about this, and it's very, very exciting. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we can learn, but the Word of God is the ultimate teacher. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is the ultimate teacher. Now, when we experience certain things, fear, all kinds of cortisol and adrenaline and kinds of chemicals are released into our body, and sometimes it can be toxic and not good for us. Too much adrenaline is not good. Too much cortisol is not good. Dopamine is good, but too much of that is not good either. God has got a balanced system for each and every one of us. And today I'm talking to us about why I act the way I do. How would you like to know why you act the way that you do? There's a picture that'll come up for you now. Why I act the way that I do. This is part three of what we've been learning. And I want you to know that everything in your life starts with a thought. Everything. I thought before I said what I'm saying. Everything starts with a thought, and thoughts are creative seeds. We've got to get this. I need you to take some notes today. I'm going to go slow, and I need you to get this in your spirit, because this is life-changing. This can change the things that are always hindering your life from advancing. It can stop you from not having the money. It can stop you from getting the healing. This, what's in us, is stopping us from healing and stopping us from finances. What we're learning now can change and reverse that. Amen? And everything starts with a thought, and thoughts are creative seeds. And I don't know if you know this. Do you know this? Your words can be different than your actual thoughts. Or your thoughts can be different than your words. Like my wife was saying just now, he that says to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and doesn't doubt in his way, in his heart. Now, we have established that the heart is the subconscious through teachings, right, this month. We have discovered, and through the Word of God, through the concordances, through breaking it down, that the heart is the subconscious mind. Now, the subconscious mind is not the conscious mind. You've got a conscious mind where you think consciously, like you're doing now. You're hearing me consciously today. Your subconscious mind is sub. It's like a submarine. It's under. You don't think with your subconscious mind. It gets programmed. And we get programmed. We're going to look at that today. Now, Go with me to Matthew 25. And I want to show you something that we're talking about this. Your thoughts can be different than your words. In other words, I can be saying something like a parrot, but I'm not believing it in my heart, my subconscious. Jesus said it this way in Matthew 25, verse 8, out of the New Living Translation. He said, "These people honor me with their lips, their mouth, their words, but their hearts are far from me. They're saying, I love you, I'm doing this, I'll do that, but in their heart, there's something different." So your thoughts and your words can be totally different. Because if it's in your heart, you want to say something, you want to do something, and yet you don't do it, you do the opposite, there's something going on here. And this is what we're looking at in order to take control over this. Another scripture, Psalm 55, verse 21, just write this down, an additional scripture, there are many of them, but says this, it says not exactly, there's different translations, but it says, "His words were soft as butter, but war was in his heart." Listen, his words were soft as butter, but war was in his heart. Then it says, "His words were as soft as oil, but they were drawn swords." So I can be saying one thing and believing another thing. So I can be saying I'm healed, but believing I'm sick. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I can be saying God meets my every need according to his riches in glory and be broke and can't afford to pay my mortgage. Are you getting this? This is vitally important to understand. So I can be saying something, but until I change the programs that's been programmed into me from growing up, from the last trimester in my mother's womb, until 7 or 8 years of age, and then there you're just programmed. You're like a computer. You got no say. They just put in the hard drive in. When you buy a computer, it's got a hard drive in already. It comes with programs. It's already programmed. Is that correct? Well, when you were born, you had nothing in you. You didn't know anything about anything. But from the child, from the last trimester, that's why they say, play classical music if you want to have a calm child. I obviously didn't play classical music. Neither did my parents. I'm looking at Canaan and Destiny. But the point is that you're hearing when you're in the womb. It's acknowledged, people know that you can hear in the womb. Amen. And just talking about that very quickly, abortion, you know what they do? If someone murders a pregnant woman, it's a double homicide. And yet, to abort a child, we say it's not a child. So you figure that one out. It's kind of crazy. But you've got to remember, we established that the heart is the subconscious. It's not the spirit, we showed you. It's not the pump, we've shown you that. And it's not your conscious thinking. As a man thinks in his heart, that's who he is. That's what he'll live. Can you say amen? And today I want to bring to you, if nothing else today, if I can just get you to get an awareness of your thoughts and what's going on. If you can get an awareness, you'll be aware that there's something not correct and I can do something about it. But if I don't know a thing, I'm not even aware that there's a situation, I'll just remain the same way as I am forever. But once I get an awareness, yep, and then I've got to know this, that when something triggers me, and it triggers me into fight or flight, or it's like that button that someone can push, it makes me angry. Whatever it is that makes you fearful, I believe is God showing you through your life that he has an opportunity to change something in your life. If you can start to see this that way, rather than saying, you make me angry, you make me sick and tired. No, they don't. They reveal something about a program that's inside of you that makes you angry. Because if you can control me, what hope is there? What hope is there? It's easier to control me than to control you. That's why it says the spirit of the prophet is subject to that prophet, not to someone else. I am subject to myself. That's why David said, "Oh my soul, why are you quiet within me? Yet will you praise God." He had to speak to himself and command himself to worship and praise God when he didn't feel for it. The spirit of the prophet is subject to prophet. And the Bible says, he that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. That you're open to every form of attack. So stop looking outside you and saying, they're doing this. The economy's made me broke. There are people becoming billionaires in the worst kind of economies you can get. There's opportunity. The economy doesn't make you broke. Your program makes you broke. Because maybe like in my life, for the longest time, I believed that I would never make money. I believed that money didn't grow on trees. I believed that it was going to be hard. You're going to have to work real hard. I believed I didn't have a university degree, so there's no chance to make money. I believed I didn't have the right kind of jobs, the right upbringing. All of this stuff was programmed into my life. Thank God. Thank God he managed to get word into my head, open up my mind so that I could start seeing the light of the word of God. The same thing with sickness. I continually always believed that it's normal. It was programmed into me. It's normal to be sick. And really, it's abnormal. And I blame the fact that there's flu out there. I blame the fact that there's all these different things out there. And instead of looking at myself saying, no, I'm not accepting anything that comes from the curse. Because Galatians 3:13 says, you are redeemed from the curse. And if I'm redeemed from the curse, why am I operating under and in the curse? So I had to get a revelation from God that I don't have to accept everything out there. I control me. And that's great because you can't control me. And neither can I control you. Amen. Come on. So I have one point for you today and possibly one bonus. But here's what the first one is. We attract to ourselves what we believe. You can write that down. We attract to ourselves what we believe. And then the other one, if I get there, I'll finish it next week. If not, we are mostly not who we think we are. And I'm going to show you some stuff that's going to be eye-opening, mind-boggling. So we attract what we believe. There's a thing called the law of attraction. Here's what Napoleon Hill said. Napoleon Hill wrote the book Think and Grow Rich. Here's what he said. He said, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. The mind. I think, yeah, I'm rich. And I've been thinking that a long time, yeah, but I'm not rich. The mind consists of your mind, will, and emotions, your soul. Your soulish realm is talking to there. The soulish realm is where your subconscious is. And if I've got a program in there that I'm not going to make it, I'm not even aware I have that program, I can't achieve it. So I've got to get a reprogram. I want to reboot. Because you know there are viruses that get in people's computers. How many of you ever had a virus in your computer? All of a sudden, bang, you got a virus here. Now your computer's acting up, but you can't operate it the right way. So you have to get an antivirus. And then it takes care of the virus, and then the computer can operate the way it was designed to operate.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of